If you're a white man and want to become a policeman in London, you have very little chance of it, no matter how good your qualifications and aptitude. If you're a woman, however, the barest minimum educational and physical standards are required to walk into a job. This is to increase female representation in the police force. But why? What does a woman bring into the police force that's so special that it must be supported with affirmative action? Is she bringing a sixth sense? Can she leap tall buildings in a single bound?
Leave this place and do no harm.
Can she block bullets? Does she have superior interrogation skills?
You must now tell the truth. You are working with the Falcon.
No, she can't do any of these things.
We're regularly sold the story that police women can cut it with the men, but the reality is very different. Policewomen are, in general, quite simply a burden and a danger to their male partners, and are relatively ineffectual as police officers. They cannot adequately defend themselves, their partners, or members of the public from physical danger. This is why you almost always see a man and a woman paired up on the beat. It's general police practice that a man accompanies a woman. He is there to protect her. There's no one there to protect him, and yet they're paid the same.
It's not as if policemen walk around feeling cursed that they're burdened with female colleagues. WPCs are undoubtedly very competent police officers in most respects. But policemen are very well aware that it's not the same as working with a man. The risks are very much one-sided.
I love graveyards. No traffic. There's nothing worse than a 459 cross town during rush hour. Might as well pull over and have a smoke because you're not getting there on time. Amen.
If there's a fight, he'll have to break it up while she calls backup. If there's a riot, where is she? Well, there she is, trying to get a view of the action safely behind the men. When a door needs to be kicked down, what can she do? Well, she can hold his hat. These women are paid the same, but are only capable of a fraction of the work, and only take a fraction of the risk. The proof that police women do not do the same work as police men is in this simple fact. Of the 4,000 police officers that have been killed in the line of duty in the UK, 3,956 of them are men, 44 are women. Despite this privileged position in the UK police, police women with children sued for sex discrimination because they didn't receive bonuses that other police officers received. The bonuses were paid for working unsociable hours after midnight and over weekends, the times of highest crime. The mothers couldn't do it due to childcare responsibilities, and so didn't get the extra money. The women were basically demanding that they be paid bonuses while not actually doing the work for which bonuses were paid.
You would think that this case would get nowhere, right?
Wrong.
These women won their case for discrimination because...
If the work in the daytime is just as hard and dangerous as the work after midnight, why are there bonuses for night work? If women really do perform work that's just as hard and dangerous as that carried out by the men, why are policemen almost 100 times more likely to be killed on duty than policewomen?